Good? All right. Good afternoon, everyone. First, I want to thank Mr. Moynihan, your family, Paul, the Salem Country Club, and everyone else who makes this special event possible. Without everyone, this could not happen, and I would not be standing here today. Second, I want to congratulate Lily, Kyle, India, and Tyler on being named the 2020 and 2021 Moynihan Lumber Student Athletes of the Year. You should be very proud of yourself and all of you have accomplished. I would also like to congratulate the parents and family members who played perhaps the most important role in your success. Their sacrifice, unconditional love, and support throughout your high school career and your academic career is truly admirable and worthy of your gratitude. Please be sure to thank your coaches, teachers, and mentors who have helped you achieve your goals over the past 4 years. When Paul reached out to me about speaking today, I was honored and humbled. I had no idea I was winning an award. I thought I was just speaking, and that was enough. I immediately began to reflect on my experiences 8 years ago. Yeah, 8 years ago. It's wild. And when I sat in the same room in awe of the recipients that have won this award before. The special luncheon will forever remain a fond memory of mine because it marked the end of my high school career and the beginning of a college and professional career. After high school, I went on to run at Providence College. I got my undergraduate and graduate degree there. I was a 4-time Big East champion, a 2-time All-American, and part of a national championship team. I continued to excel in running and continued to run after my college career, where I run professionally for New Balance. I now am moving on from running, still running, but into another professional career where I'll be the head women's Providence cross country and track coach and assistant cross country coach, my true passion. But today we're here to celebrate you and what you have accomplished in both the academic and athletic arena. Your commitment and perseverance has resulted in you being recognized amongst the top student athletes in the North Shore. You have dedicated yourself to your studies, to your teams, and to your communities. With your dedication comes sacrifice, which is a skill that makes you uncommon in a sea of common people. It is a skill that you will be able to take into college and far beyond. It reminds me of a quote by the author Mitch Albom, who wrote The Five People You Meet in Heaven. Albom says, "Sacrifice is a part of life. It's supposed to be. It's something not to regret. It's something to aspire to." So, Lily, Kyle, Tyler, and India, you have aspired to sacrifice, and I applaud you for that. Now, the road you each took to get here may have been different. There may have been unanticipated obstacles you needed to face or overcome, people who may have doubted you along the way, but you have made the conscious decision to keep moving forward. You made the conscious decision to be simply more than an exceptional athlete and an A student. You made the conscious decision to show others your authentic self, and your authentic self is your true greatness. It means more than your stats, your class rank, and your superlative honors, because unlike each of these things that may change, your authentic self is who you are and who you will always be. As a student athlete, I have broken records, won multiple state championships, and even a national championship at the college level. But as exciting and memorable as these memories have been, perhaps my fondest memory had not to do with my athletic ability. My greatest memory happened one fall afternoon during a cross-country meet in high school on my home course. That day, after finishing my race, I had the privilege of running a second race alongside a young man with autism on the opposing team. I helped him guide through the course from Brixby Farm to start to finish. Looking back on the race, I realized that it was not about the first place, second place, the points. It was about being who you are and not to be afraid of being your authentic self. And he taught me that. Through the experience, he unknowingly guided me to recognize the importance of being true to yourself. I will leave you with one of my favorite quotes that I believe speaks to our authentic self. Author Tara Westover, in her memoir, wrote, "You are not fool's gold, shining only under a particular light. Whomever you become, whatever you make yourself into, that is who you always were. It was always in you. So let the world see your authentic self, Let them witness your kindness, your compassion, and your desire to make a positive difference in the lives of others. After all, that is what life is all about. Thank you, and congratulations to all the recipients today, and thank you to everyone that came out and supported.